the middle of Perek Chav Zayin, and I hope to finish Perek Chav Zayin this week. It's not so much longer, but I hope to finish Perek Chav Zayin this week, and maybe next week we'll do something on Purim, and then see if we need to move on to Perek Chav Ches, which is really a continuation of Perek Chav Zayin, but we'll see. Really, what we began discussing, in Perek Chav Zayin, is we began discussing that the Atzvos that comes not from Averis, not from Mili De'ilam Haza, rather the Atzvos that comes from Rehurim Ram V'Tayvis Roish, not from Machshavtai, that a person can have Atzvos, like we said in Perek Chavav, a person can have Atzvos from Mili De'alma, a person can have Atzvos from Mili De'Shemaya, and he mentioned how a person can go ahead and circumvent and go ahead and battle those two Atzvos. Now he's talking about Atzvos, which doesn't come from the Averis that I've done, rather, it comes from machshavas rois that a person has. A person trying to learn, a person trying to daven, a person trying to live his life on a regular basis, and he has pasha machshavas zaros flying throughout his head. And again, the avodah of the beinoni is to constantly be pushing them out. The avodah of the beinoni is that he never allows them to go ahead and take root and to turn into something bigger, to blossom into something larger than just a machshavas zara, which is just there at the beginning. But nevertheless, it's depressing. A person feels dejected of the fact that I'm sitting here, I'm trying to daven, I'm trying to be involved in avodas ilam haza, I'm trying to be involved in just being a regular yid, and automatically I'm just getting hit again and again and again in Machshav Azaris with Erhurim Ram and Taivis Rice, and a person gets Atzvos, a person falls to the place of Atzvos over the fact that a person has to go ahead and fight them. What he told us at the beginning of Perek Chav Zayin is that a person needs to recognize that this is the Nachas Ruach that a person brings to Rabbanu Shalom. A person shouldn't think that the Nachas Ruach a person brings to Rabbanu Shalom is only when a person's perfect. But fakir, when a Beinoni is able to go ahead and able to push those Machshav Azaris out of his head again and again and again throughout davening, throughout his workday, throughout the Avodah that he's involved in, a person is able to push those Machshav Azaris out, that itself is the healthiest thing, and that itself is what the Rabbanu Shalom wants, and that itself is what brings a tremendous Nachas Ruach to Rabbanu Shalom. There's two types of Nachas Ruach that can bring to Rabbanu Shalom. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom says matamim kasher hafti. There's a matamim. There's something which naturally tastes sweet, naturally tastes good. That's what tzaddikim do. Tzaddikim bring to Rabbanu Shalom something which tastes good on its own, something which doesn't need any amtaka to it. And a beinoni does a different type of nachas ruach to Rabbanu Shalom, bringing the nachas ruach of going ahead and fighting, going ahead and being involved in a skafia, going ahead and pushing and fighting constantly again and again. And the Mele says l'chein al yipul levadim. Person shouldn't go ahead and be broken. Even if he's going to be like this his whole life, he ulay lakach nivra. Maybe this is what you're created. You're created to be a beinoni. You created barasa rasham, like we saw from Yev said. Barasa rasham means barasa maisa rasham. It doesn't mean actually a rasha. And therefore, ulay lakach nivra. This is what yitachlas is. Yitachlas is to fight. Yitachlas is not to win. Yitachlas is not to be matzleach chansali. Yitachlas is to go ahead and be involved in the machama, like David HaMelech says in Takam Alay Machama. The very fact that I have a machama, the very fact that I'm battling, already just in the machama itself, I know that I'm fighting, I know that I'm battling. That Allah says, maybe this is what I was here for, even though David HaMelech gets to the level of Libi Chol Bekirbi. The example that we give of the tzaddik is the pasuk that David HaMelech says about himself. Nevertheless, David HaMelech is living, perhaps prior to that, or perhaps like Rabbah, he viewed himself as a Beinoni, but David HaMelech is living in that place of saying, just over the fact that I have the Machama, the fact that I'm fighting, that itself I know brings a tremendous amount of Nachas Ruach to Rabbanu Shalom. And Memela, these are the two types of Nachas Ruach we brought, and like we said last time, really the Asali Matam Kasher Hafti, the higher level of Nachas Ruach, is really brought from the Skafia, really brought from the Beinoni, and not even from the Tzaddik. And Memela, a person should not be fall to the place of Atzvos when he finds himself battling constantly, when he finds himself struggling constantly. This is the Avodah. Again, the example that it gives over here is a Hurim Ram. The same thing Lechar would apply to Shemir Sanayim. A person struggling with Shemir Sanayim, a person's walking down the street and he finds himself pashut, being bombarded from every side. And again, the first Re'iyah that a person has, which is beyond his capability to go ahead and stop, assuming a person's walking in the proper place and a person's trying, that's beyond the person's, you know, beyond the person's control. It's the second Re'iyah that a person's responsible for. But a person who goes ahead and is fighting again and again and again throughout the whole supermarket, throughout the whole time he's walking down the street, not to have that second Re'iyah could fall by Atzvos and say, look, what do I need this for? This is what I was created for. I was created to go ahead and walk down the street and pasha, like I'm bombarded at every moment with things from all sides. I don't want to live this life. I want to live of its life of its tzaddik. Nachman said about himself that he got to the madrega that him, men and women looked exactly the same, which means he wasn't pasha. He got to the level of total bittul of the whole Indian of Taivis Nashim, but didn't make a masho, a kihu zev reishim on him. We'd love to be in the madrega. We'd love to be able to walk down the street and pasha, not be nifka mechlal, pasha, nothing would even bother us. We're not be nimshach after anything. We'd love to live in the madrega. But Zakta Balatanya, you're a Beinoni. and don't have any. The atzvas is only coming from gasas ruach. The fact that you're not Rav Nachman and you have atzvas over that, just because you're balgaiva, because you think that halavai should be. You're not Rav Nachman. You're a regular person. You're a beinani. Halavai that we should be beinanim. And when mela a person is able to say, go ahead and comfort himself and saying ulei lekach nivra. Yeah, maybe I'm created that from today until 120. I'm going to go ahead and struggle. And again, there'll be better days. There'll be worse days. I'll be able to move the what's called the goalpost. I'll be able to move it further, and I'll be able to go ahead and maybe have more elevated struggles, but this is l'kach nivra. I'm created to go ahead and to have struggles. Like I say, one of the mishkich in Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember who was, Panovich maybe was, I don't remember, maybe it was Birucham, someone who was, one of the mishkich in Panovich, I think. So there was a bach that wanted to go to Tel Aviv, he had to go for a chasana. So he said he has to go for a chasana. So he said, you know, what's the chmir zanaim? So he says, nah, that doesn't stir me. It doesn't stir you. He said, I'm 80 years old, and I'm, you know, I can't see in my eyes, I'm quite blind in my eyes, and I have a pachad neira to walk down the streets of Tel Aviv. And you're a bachar who's not married, who's, you know, can see clearly, and you're not worried about shmiras hanayim. L'kach nivra, yeah, from the time you're 10 years old, whatever it is, until the time person's zifter, l'kach nivra, person's going to go ahead and struggle. And that's okay. That's what we're meant to do. We're meant to struggle. We don't have to be ba'atzvus over the struggle. L'kach nivra, as long as we go ahead and we're just winning again and again and again as much as possible. Try to knock it down. That itself is a kach nivra. I'm a melo.
Huh? Still said the same thing.
That what?
That's why he made tag.
Right. So had I been
assigned every single day.
Now what?
He has an assigned every single day. I'm saying he has.
Right. Right. Again, this is my simshutim that people think that, you know, when you get to a certain madregas and he stops struggling, it's not how much. As kind of was a tzaddik to tell you the struggle. Again, if you get to the level of the Baal Tani, it's tzaddik, and echanami, you're done struggling. Tzaddik v'toivu, tzaddik v'rali, you're done struggling. That's not even our goal. Our goal, again, we have to have she'ifas, and we spoke about this already. You have to have she'ifas to try to be a tzaddik. You have to have moments when you try to be a tzaddik, sorry, by tefillah. But nevertheless, the avoida is to try to be a beinoni. The avoida being a beinoni is knowing and recognizing, I'm okay with it. I recognize that this is my life. This is going to be my life. I'm not going to get married and then suddenly not struggle anymore. I'm not going to click a button and everything's going to change. This is the Metzius. The Metzius of a person created in this world is a levi that we should be beinonim. And the male, a person, should not be ba'atzvas over the struggle, because in a way, that atzvas, like he says, is only coming from gasas ruach, from gaiva, only coming from thinking that, okay, everything, I'm really at that adrega that I shouldn't be struggling anymore. Never says I should be struggling. I'm a beinoni. I'm a male. I should go ahead and be struggling. Adkan, really.
Again, just the atzvas is that he's struggling, that not. But Lamaisa, the fact that he failed.
Oh, so the fact that that's already, you have to go back to Perek Chavav. You have to go ahead and have the Shah, a person's time, a time throughout a day that a person has the time to go ahead and to be able to, you know, be mizbeinin in a way with Yishev Adas, in a way of recognizing the Godness of Hashem, and then I could do it in a healthy way, and then I could deal with it. But yeah, now we're talking about just the struggle, not the fail. The fail, for sure, you have to go ahead and go back to Perek Chavav. We're talking about the struggle, like the guy who's just living, bombarded, and you're living in this world in Elam Ha'asa, you're bombarded every moment with struggles, whether it's struggles in you know, Masumat and Be'amuna, that a person's struggling with doing the right thing in business, with a struggle with Shweis and I, it's never ending, and a person can feel like I'm struggling, I'm drowning underneath the Mayim Rab, like I can't handle it anymore. Like, well, Tanya, yeah, that's the avoda. The avoda is you're not going to be on the cruise ship, you know, sailing down the water and just standing on the deck looking at the water. You're going to be in the water. You have to stay on top of the water again and again. You're going to stand there, pasha, treading your whole life, and that's Matzias Ula Lekach Nivra, and the recognition that Lekach Nivra, like Mordechai Tzadik told Esther Amalka. This is what you're here for. The recognition that this is what I'm here for makes it much, much easier to swallow. And I know that this is not the means to an end. This is the end itself. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to look like treading in choppy water, you know, my whole life. So I'm allowed to say, okay, I can calm down, and I'm not going to be the atzvas over the fact that I didn't conquer that yetzara, because I know that this, I'm not supposed to conquer it. I'm supposed to struggle, and again, I can move the goalpost. I want to get higher. I want to be able to elevate it. I want to be able to, for sure, not fail less, and even in not failing, even in what the taiva is, to get to a higher level of taiva, right? Shaydin Udan, we spoke about, and Shaydin Uchrin, there's different levels of what the taiva could look like. But nevertheless, the recognizing and the healthy recognition of the fact that Ula Lekach Nivra allows a person to push away the atzvas and to say, Beseder, I'm okay with it. This is the struggle. This is the reality. This is what I'm going through. And that's all the skafia of the Beinoni and the beautiful Nachas Ruach that it brings the Rabbanu Shel Olam when a person's involved in that avodah of skafia. So up to now, where he says on page 68, where he says Veloy Oid, it's like a couple lines, maybe 10 lines down. Veloy Oid, middle line by a dot. Veloy Oid. Ela afilu bedvarma matarm lakamri. Zaktabal Tanya, don't think that this avodah of skafia is only when we're talking about machshava zoris, we're talking about hururim ra, we're talking about shmir sanayim, we're talking about machalas asuris. Don't think that the only way to be involved in this avodah of skafia, bringing this nachas ruach to Rabbanu Shalom, va'asalim atamim, kasher hafti, is only when a person's involved in Sur Meira. Zakta Bal Tanya, not only that, V'lei Oira, La Filu B'Dvarim HaMutarim Lagamri, even things that are Mutar Lagamri, Kol Masha Adam Zivech Yitzray, Afilu Shakala, Miskava Lakafi, L'Sitra Achra, Shevachala Smali, anytime a person goes at it, even for a short amount of time, is able to go ahead and be involved in that, Avodah V'Skafia, also, a person is going to be able to bring a tremendous nachas ruach to Rabban Hashem, which means the following, right? What is he talking about? He's talking about things that are mutarim lagamri. Now, again, every word is meduktik. What does mutar lagamri mean? It's not mutar, obviously it's mutar. It's mutar lagamri, right? He's talking about not a b'di'evan. So this Mefarshim explained that there's two levels of mutar. One's level is called mutar, which is moisers, which means I could have something which is 100% mutar. Right, 100% mutter, but it doesn't fall on the level of kadashat mechabu mutalach. Which means if I want to know, if I want to honestly tell myself, does this fall into the category of being mekadesh myself? No, this is something that I should go ahead and stay away from. It's not aser, 100%. It's got the greatest echsherim. Everything's fine. Black kosher, everything's fine. But it's meisus. It's not something that's necessary bechlal for avodas Hashem. It's not something that's necessary to be an eved Hashem. And that's called meisus. It's mutter. Even the item itself. I'm only eating that food. I'm only running after that thing. Pasha because of Taivas Anafish. Pasha because my goof is interested in being involved in those things. They're not usher, but the things which are not utilizing them to elevate you to a Rabban Shalom. Then there's things which are mukhrach, things which are chenid, which means I need to sleep at night. Right? That's not moisture to sleep at night. That's necessary to sleep at night. That sleeping at night is muta lagamri. Eating in the morning, breakfast, lunch, and supper is muta lagamri. Going ahead and being involved in maso matan, that's muta lagamri. So we're not talking about things that are moisturous, because over there, avada tshayich da avoy de viskafia. There, of course, which means the same way you say by Sitra Achra, you can be involved in the Avodah Viskafi of pushing down the Yetzirah and not giving it to Yetzirah. For sure, when it comes to going ahead and doing things that are unnecessary, things that are luxuries, things that are moisturous, for sure there's an Avodah of Iskafia, there's an Avodah of going ahead and saying, I don't need that. I'm going to go ahead and stop myself from doing something that I don't need. I don't need to go to that restaurant. I don't need to buy that item. I didn't need to go ahead and go on the vacation. I don't need to go to that place. It's moisturous. It's not something that I need. It's not something that's going to elevate me. It's not something to be closer to Rabban Shalom. A person's capable of saying, I'm going to push down my Yetzirah and I can be involved in Iskafia. The Baal Tani is telling us over here is v'loy oid ela filu b'dvarim ha'mutarim lagamri. Even things that are mutar lagamri, a person may involve in avodah v'iskafia. How does that work? How can I go ahead and be involved in iskafia when I'm talking about something that's mutar lagamri? Which means, what's the issue if I eat breakfast? What where's the iskafia be eating breakfast? We're not talking about overeating, because overeating is already moisturous. We're talking about in the food that I need to go ahead and function, to be able to make it through the day, which is mutarim lagamri, and it's mukhrech, the Hashem created me with those needs. Zak the Baal Tanya, you can go ahead and if you're a benini, you can go ahead and be involved in the avodah v'iskafia. Why? We're speaking out of time, then we'll see it inside. But when a tzaddik goes ahead and a tzaddik's involved in those things that he needs in order to function, there's no avodah v'iskafia over there b'chlal, because the food that he's eating in order to be able to have energy is only L'Shem Shemayim. He's eating it 100%. L'Shem Shemayim, there's nothing else involved in it other than L'Shem Shemayim. Tzaddik, the pasuk says, Tzaddik Eichel is Bayan Nafshay. The Tzaddik's eating in order to be Seveya, his Nefesh, in order to satiate his Nefesh, not his Guf. And Melo, when a Tzaddik's eating, he's eating in a way of total Kedush and Taira. There's no Avodah V'Skafi over there. It's all Ashapcha. He was able to be Mahapach his whole Guf, but his Guf is just eating for the way of Kedusha. Obviously, he's not involved in Moisres for sure, but when he's involved in things that he needs, he needs to sleep a certain amount, he needs to eat a certain amount, things that are basic, basic necessities for a person to function, that he's all doing L'Shem Shemayim. But when a Beinoni is doing that, even though they're things that he needs, it's not always is that going to be the reason why he's going ahead and doing it. Which means I can eat breakfast in the morning for one of two reasons. I can eat breakfast like the Rambam says that I should go out and eat breakfast because I want to go out and have energy to serve the Rabban Shalom, or I can eat breakfast because I'm hungry. When the Beinoni goes out and eats breakfast because he's hungry, it's not something wrong, it's not something inherently bad, but it's something which is not Kedusha, something which is, again, this lashon of the Rebbe Rashab, he says, could be even schlepping it down to klipas noiga, to gimel klipas atmeis, when a person eats in a way that's not eating l'shem shemayim because it's not anything done, klipas noiga, huh?
Didn't Tanya say it's automatically either
right, so which means, and here he's saying a chiddush, which means even in those things that I mamash need, which means I mamash basic necessities, if I'm not utilizing them for kedusha, then automatically, then it means that this is flipped around, and it means it already got slapped down the gimel klipas atmeis, which is a bit of a chiddush, but according to what we saw, it's klipas noiga, right? It's klipas noiga. So if I'm not doing a mamash l'shem shemayim, so then it's going to be something which is going to be slapping down. I can't say it's usher, because it's not something that's also, it's klipas naiga not being elevated in a way which is proper, and then Mamela L'chera automatically gets slapped down. So Zakhtabal Tanya, when a regular vanity, when me and you, when we go ahead and we go to sleep, so we go to sleep for one of two reasons. Go to sleep because I'm exhausted. I want to go to sleep at night. That's the only thing I want to do is I want to go to sleep at night. I'm exhausted. Or I can go to sleep in order to have energy to serve the Rabban Shalom. So there's a battle that's taking place. And if I'm not doing this Mamash Hashem Shemayim, in those times that I want to go to sleep for myself, and I want to go to sleep because I'm tired, and I want to go to sleep, I want to eat breakfast because I want to eat breakfast, if at those moments I could stop, I can be involved in the avodah v'skafia. How? Zok to Altani, when I go out and I push it off, and I say that I'm not going to go ahead and give into my guf right now. My guf wants to go to sleep. My guf wants to eat. My guf wants to be involved in something that my guf is allowed to be involved in. But I say I'm going to go ahead and hold myself back. I'm going to be a skafia to the Yetzirah, to the Nefesh of Hamas. I'm going to hold it down and say, wait, I'm not going to give you what you want just yet. For the very sake, only when it's done with the kavana of going ahead and being and breaking the Nefesh of Hamas, breaking the koyach of that not shaloi l'shma that's done in the world of klipas naiga, that's done in the world of those things that are matarim lagamri, zekta baltani, that's also at the level of eskafia. That's the chiddush that he says, that even in dvar matarim lagamri, I can go ahead and I can go like the tainis arayvit, I can go out and leave over a drop of food. Again, we're not talking about leaving over maestras. When the arayvit, tainis arayvit doesn't mean that you leave over the extra food. Obviously, you shouldn't eat more. Arayvit doesn't need to tell you that you have to have a tainis arayvit to leave over the food that you shouldn't be eating in the plate. Of course, you shouldn't. Only eat, like your mother told you, only what you want to eat and leave the rest on the plate. Right? But the Ravid's telling you that even from what you need, leave over a drop. What's the point of leaving over a drop? The Ravid says in other places, a person has a difficulty with Taivas Achil, he should split his meal into two. They shouldn't have one big meal, rather, they should have two smaller meals. Why? Because when you go out and do that, you're saying, I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in to my Nefesh Bahamas, although it's Mutal Lagamri, although what I'm eating is necessary, although sleeping is necessary, I'm not going to go ahead and give into it. I'm going to go out and say that I'm going to subjugate my Nefesh Bahamas and my Nefesh Lakis. I'm going to hold it back and say, you're not in charge. And you don't get to decide the rules, and I'm not going to follow everything that you want, even if it's Mutal Lagamri. Even though I'm involved in is good, a person can go ahead and be involved in that eskafia. Zakta Baltanya, that avoid of the Beinani, which is involved in eskafia, which is only shaykh for a Beinani. Because again, a tzaddik can't do this. When a tzaddik eats, he can't do this. Because a tzaddik can't go ahead and have the eskafia when he eats. Because if he would wait when he eats, he's not doing anything. There's no maila in a tzaddik not eating right away, not going to sleep right away, because he's only doing L'Hashem Shemayim. And if you're right now doing L'Hashem Shemayim, of course, there's no avoida. But when a person is doing it not 100% L'Hashem Shemayim, there's an avoida of eskafia, which is shaykh only to the Beinani, and that brings a tremendous nachas ruach to the Rabbanan. Let's see the mashal inside. He's going to give two, three examples inside, and then we'll understand a lot better. He says, for example,
is that changing the achila itself, or you're just pushing off?
Yeah, of course. Now you're changing the achila itself, because now when I'm eating,
still eating it for myself.
No, so now when I'm eating, now because I went ahead and I pushed my nefesh mamas down and said, I'm not giving it to you. So now when I eat an hour later, now I'm eating in a way of kedusha, because now I went ahead and I just spent an hour.
Changed your mind.
Huh?
Only if you change your mind.
Fine. In economics,
you change your mind back to square one.
True. So that's not true.
So just by pushing it off, that's not toing off.
No, that's not true. It's not true. So which means even if you're right, even if when I push it off for an hour, I don't change my mind. I'm still at the same place. For an hour, I just had a skafia.
Okay, for that. But second you eat it, you bite your
achilles. True, but I just had an hour of eskafia.
So it's like Pshas Tvila.
Yeah. I just had an hour of the time that I went out and bought an achas rech to the Rabban Shammai saying, I'm not giving him the nefesh balance. I'm going to wait 5 minutes. Right, you watch sometimes tzaddikim. I just mentioned this the other week somewhere. I don't remember where. You watch sometimes tzaddikim when they eat. I was talking to my father about this. When you watch tzaddikim eat, so a lot of times tzaddikim eat slow. Because they take the fork, they put it, and they wait, and they put it in their mouth. Right? Again, if a tzaddik's mamash real tzaddik's no avoid, I'm doing that because mamash just eating l'shem shemayim. What's that avoid? Avoid is, I'm going to wait a second. Why am I waiting a second? Because we eat like this, right? We go quickly. We shovel everything into our mouth. When you stop, you just eat a mesinas. Our tzaddik talks about one of the ways to break tavis achilles is to eat a mesinas, to eat slowly. When you hold the fork for a second before you put it into your mouth, that automatically means that it's a skafia. I'm going to eat maybe a second later. And could be I'm not even going to eat l'shem shemayim a second later. But I just showed that for 1 second, my nefesh mamash is not in charge. And again, this is the food that I need in order to survive, food that I need in order to be able to function. But it doesn't make a difference. I'm not eating this 100% l'shem shemayim. I'm not eating this in a way of kedusha, so I'm going to stop. I'm going to pause, and then I'm going to eat. It's a tremendous exercise for a person to do. Again, our tzaddik says it's a shaykh to everybody, not just tzaddikim, a person to eat b'mesinas. Because when you eat b'mesinas, again, that's what the Baal Tanya is going to talk about. When you eat b'mesinas, it allows you to say, my nefesh b'mesinas is not in charge. I'm not going to go out and give into it, even if I'm eating the amount of food that I need. Forget about the fact that when I eat quickly, I end up eating more than I need. Forget about that fact. But even if I limit my plate to whatever I need, nevertheless, it's still not that avoid of eskafia, I'm still not involved in eskafia. So memela, you're right. Maybe after an hour, I'll be at the same place I was before, but at an hour of eskafia. An hour where I was involved in showing that my nefesh b'mamas is not in charge. He says, that's his example, the first example he says over here. He says, kegoin shechafetz lechel. And again, that's the key word over here, right? Shechafetz lechel. Not that he needs to eat, that he wants to eat, which means it's coming from the nefesh b'mamas. It's coming from, I'm hungry, so therefore I want to eat breakfast. Right? Shechafetz lechel, uma'achar su'udasai. And he pushes off his su'udah, ad la'achar shah, epachas. He pushes it off an hour, even less. Ba'isik b'teru ba'isa shah. And what does he do during that hour? He's isik and teru during that hour. So it's interesting that the Mepharshim ask Akash on the Baal Tanya that he doesn't need to be isik and teru. Which means, if the whole, you need to do it by kavana. right? And he's going to say in a minute, you have to do this by kavana to be a skafia, which means if I'm just pushing it off for an hour because I'm busy with work and I don't have time to eat breakfast now, that's not a skafia. That just means that I'm busy with something else in Alohaza and not eating food. But if I push it off with the kavana, I say, you know what, I want to eat right now, I'm going to push it off a half hour for the sake of a skafia, then I don't need to be involved in learning. So that's the kash they asked Matan in the Menech B'Tzarech in the way I saw in the first Mechassiz Mevaris. He asked his kash to go to push the kash. You don't need to be Isaac B'Tzarech by Isaac Shah. You just need to go out and do by kavana. So they say that what he means, I think they're bringing it down from the Rebbe Rashab maybe. What he means is that the highest way of doing it is not just pushing it off, but it's actually being involved in avodas Hashem during that hour. But Ba'atzim, no. Even Ba'atzim l'chayra, according to the Balan, he's saying, even if I continued working for that hour, but I'm pushing it off the food specifically for the point of a skafia, because I realize that chafetz lechel, that I wanted to eat, and I'm stopping myself and saying I'm not eating right now, that's also l'chayra going to be this avodas skafia and pushing it off. And he says, that's why I could de'isa b'gemara sharevius, Michael kol adam, shashishis, Michael tamachacham, be'merivim atzim shtei shayis, the kabanazu. Why they go out and wait 2 hours? Why they eat at the sixth hour, not at the fourth hour? Afshigam achra suda ilaymu kolayim, which means the reason why they were pushing off the suda wasn't because they said, okay, we have to get in the learning before the suda, because after suda, they were going out to work. They learned the whole day. So what's the difference if you might as well just eat breakfast early? Why don't you eat breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning and then learn the rest of the day? Why they push off breakfast till the sixth hour and only eat breakfast in the sixth hour? There's no mila in doing that. You're just going to eat breakfast. The amount of learning you're going to get it is going to be the same. Mazak Tabaltani, the reason why they're ma'achad the suda 2 hours is because they wanted to make sure that they weren't eating it al tchafetz lechel. They weren't eating it, it's their own desire to eat it. They were only eating it totally shem shemayim. As a ma'isa, I probably said this before, from the Hilagam Shenev Rebbe. The Gam Shenev Rebbe, there was, again, Pesach by him is a big avoida. Every day is a big avoida by him. But Pesach by Rebbe, the Pesach say their mamash, it's like a 48 hour straight of mamash. Like, you know, Pesach say that they open up Shvecha Mascha is matzei first days. Means they don't have 2 days yontif. They matzah first day. That's when he's up to shvei chamascha. The elam is able to come and watch him do shvei chamascha. When he opens the door for Eliyahu Navi, so it's mamish like it's mamish a whole mamish 24 hours straight of this of Pesach Seder. By the time he begins, you know, close. He mamish chapsa kisayis matzah before Nates, before Lois. But I'm saying, but it's mamish like a whole long avodah. 1 year they spoke to him about going ahead and trying to like get things on that. I think it was his wife. His wife asked stuff like this year. They can try to make things mamish like to run bizman. And he said 100%. Shalom bayis. He's a very normal person. 100% shalom bayis. He's going to do it. He tried. On the Maisa, he came in to the Seder. Come out. I don't know. And it was a decent time, I guess, for him, relatively speaking. He came at a decent time. And he stood there by Kaddish. He said, Simonim, he stood there by Kaddish. And he held a cup in his hand. He stood there for like, I think he stood there for 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours, just standing there holding the cup. He finally showed up on time. He's finally ready to start the Seder on time. And he just stands there for 2 or 3 hours. So asked him, right after, he says, Tati, like, what were you doing? He's standing for the whole time. He said, the Emma says, I'm fast, as time is Becheris. I don't know if he's a Bechar, he's fasting for someone. I fast as time is Becheris. And he probably hadn't eaten the day before either. He doesn't eat a lot at Melamaza. And he said, when I was holding the cup of wine in front of me, I kept the time to have the cup of wine. It's geschmack, I was hungry. I wanted to drink the cup of wine. He said, I spent 2 or 3 hours, whatever the gear is, 2 or 3 hours working on myself to just drink this mamash Hashem Shemayim. Pasha, to stop myself from saying that I'm drinking this, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten the whole day. I'm breaking my fast right now. So everyone wants to break the fast. Geshmak to break your fast. But I should stand there and work on myself to say, I'm only drinking this cup for Kaddish. Nothing else other than that. Again, that's the level of the level of the Amshin of Rebbe to be able to get to that Majrega, to stand and to work it through mamash to Elvis and Mavara, the place that's only the Hashem Shemayim. But it's like the Baltani, the Savai Deshaikh for everybody. If you're able to push it off a little bit, or like the Tani Sarai, but after you ate it, to hold yourself back a little bit, that means I'm doing a skafi right now. And this is, again, Varma B'Tarm Lagamri, but that's the Avoid of a skafi. It happens to be, it's interesting, in one of the Igris from the Rebbe, the Bavitcher Rebbe writes that our Ikar Avoid is not the Savai. He writes that our Avoid and our generation is to work on health, and maybe we shouldn't go ahead and push off sudas, push off meals, because it's going to be something that's not healthy, pushing off sleep is not healthy. It says our ikra avoid is the next examples that the Baal Tanya brings, not the avoid of food. But again, nevertheless, a person could do this, I said, you know, even not pushing off. Huh?
Could be done for a minute or two.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Could be done for a minute or two, could be only holding your fork. It doesn't have to be done in a way of an hour or two. He was just saying that, you know, a person shouldn't get, you know, take this too far and go ahead and, you know, push his health off, obviously, for this, because that's obviously not avoid of Hashem and not Ratzon Hashem. A person has to be careful how they do this. But yeah, even for a minute or two, just saying, okay, you know, this hot pizza right now and I want to eat that pizza, just to stop. I used to have in my house sometimes, used to like, especially in Eretz Yisrael, I would like give out the soup sometimes. In the middle of singing the niggun, you can see like who's capable of finishing the niggun and who can't finish the niggun when it's hot soup in front of you. It's a big avoida. Hot soup in front of you, it's geschmack. It's Friday night, you've probably been eating the whole day. It's like, you know, late Shabbos, and eating the whole day. Geschmack a bowl of hot soup in front of you, smack a little curry bun. You're gonna stop curry bun to eat the bowl of soup. It's mice is a bowl of soup. You can see, like, a watcher on the table who, like, couldn't hold himself back and did the soup and who was, you know, could finish the game. It could be, you know what I'm saying? It could be a short amount of time. But that's his first example. He says, another example. Which means, again, talking about things that are term lagamri. Talking about things of business. Not talking about things that are usr. Not talking about lashon hara. Not latsanas. Not chayulas. Talking about things that are mutr lagamri. Going ahead and having a healthy, productive conversation. Nevertheless, if I want to do it, and I want to do it not because this can help me to avoid Hashem, I'm doing it because this is what I want to talk about. And I'm able to hold myself back for a short amount of time and not speak it, that's a ma'al navay deviskafi. Right? Thinking about something. Again, thinking about something that's mutter. But I can go out and hold myself back and say, you know what, for a minute, I'm going to think about a Mishnah as opposed to thinking about something else. Hur machshavta filibim at mezeir de skafia sitra achalasata istalak yikru de kutchabricha vukudushasa la eila harbe. Person goes out with that little iskafi that he does down here, whether it's an hour, whether it's a minute, whether it's a second, but a person holds himself back from being involved in things that are mutter lagamri because he's not doing them in a way which is just fully l'shem shemayim. He goes ahead and he brings a stakol yikru de kutchabricha. Goes in and brings a tremendous yakar to Rabbanu Shalom, k'dushasa la'ila harbe, tremendous amount. Mekedusha zu, nimshech is kedusha al-yana la'adam l'mata, l'siyua rav, v'atzim la'vadasi yizbarach shamayim. Person goes ahead and has a tremendous amount from this little amount that takes place down here. He's able to have harbe. He's able to have harbe siyua rav that takes place. Because again, every little bit that takes place down here, Adam, he says, v'zeh shekasev v'zal, that Adam akadosh atzmei ma'at lamata, makadshin oisei harbe malamala. Right? A person goes ahead and says tremendous kedusha malamala, because the things that we think down here don't mean a lot, and things that we think down here are just small and insignificant, and it's another hour. What's the difference? How long? If I eat now, if I eat in 20 minutes, those are the things that make a tremendous reisha lamala. Right? The Baal Shem Tov said that the reason why Klai Yisrael is compared to Kechavim, because a Kechav, a star, looks very small when you look at it down here. Down in this world, the star looks teeny, and if you go up to the Elamas, a star is massive. A star is a whole planet. A star is huge. Right? We look at it as very small and insignificant just down here. It's like the Baal Shem Tov, every Yid looks at himself as being small and insignificant down here. If he would only know how the Rabbanu Shalom views him in the Elamas Elyonim, then he would recognize how big he really is. And Mel Klai Yisrael is Nimshel Kecham. So again, you do something small like that down here. You hold yourself off and say, I'm not going to have this conversation. I'm not going to go ahead and think about something. I'm not going to go and eat something. Things that are butul gamri. But it's not being done in a way which is mamash Hashem Shemaim. It's not being done in a way that the tzaddik's doing it. And therefore, I want to go ahead and say, I'm going to hold myself back. I'm going to go ahead and wait a little bit. I'm not going to jump into it right away. I don't need to go to the restaurant the first week that it opens. I'll wait to the second week that it opens. I don't need to be involved in everything the minute that it happens. I can wait and say, I'm going to wait those things. I'm going to wait a little bit, to hold myself back. That's an eskaf, and that brings a tremendous, again, tremendous kedusha, stakli yikud dekut shebrichu, tremendous yakar to Rabbanu Shalom, and a person is able to be involved in that. Ulevad, he says, melvad, aside from the fact that he's that levad ma shemakayim mitzvah sasei shal teriv iskadashtem. Aside from the fact that he's makayim a minion of this iskadashtem shemakadash atzmai v'mutaloi, that he's being makadash himself and something that's mutter lagamri, something that's mutter to do. I'm being makadash myself. Upiris v'iskadashtem. What does it mean v'iskadashtem? Shetasu atzmechem kadoshim. Zaktav al tanya pel dekatayich. What does v'iskadashtem mean? Iskadashtem doesn't mean you are actually holy. Iskadashtem means you'll act as if you're kadosh. Act as if you're a tzaddik. Shetasu atzmechem kedoshim. Klamer afshem etzem ena kedoshim muvdil mesitra achra. Even though I'm not a tzaddik, and therefore I'm not holding at that level where I can go out and just eat and be involved in everything l'shem shemayim. Ki hipetakfa. Ugrasik ketolde b'chalas mali. I'm a beinani. I'm a meila. It's still b'taykvay b'chalas mali. Rak shekivish yitzer umakadosh atzmai. I go out and I make myself as if I'm kadosh. Right, I go ahead and I have that avoda of this kedoshim. And that's what the end of the pasuk says. V'yisim kedoshim. Klamer soifri lias. If I go ahead and I put in the effort and I say I'm going to try and I'm going to go ahead and for this hour I'm going to hold myself back and try to go ahead and be able to limit myself from being involved in things in Matar Magami right away in order to go ahead and try to be able to be involved in Avodah of Hashem Shemayim, then that's going to be the Yisim Kadoshim. The result of that is the Yisim Kadoshim. Because again, if his Kadashim meant that I'm actually Kadosh, then the end of the pasuk doesn't make sense. If his Kadashim meant that I'm Kadosh, what does it mean the Yisim Kadoshim? It's repetitive. Viskadashim, Viyisim Gadashim, obviously, Viskadashim, if I am Kaddish, then you don't have to tell me Viyisim Gadashim. No, Viskadashim doesn't mean you're actually Kaddish. Viskadashim means make believe you're Kaddish. Go ahead and act as if you're Kaddish. Go ahead and act as if you're a tzaddik, and then Viyisim Gadashim Ba'amis. Then you'll be Zeich of Viyisim Gadashim Ba'amis, Viyisitrach, Viyisim Kachim, Oisei Harbim Elamala, Viyisim Oisei Lagarshim Elibai, Ma'at Ma'at. Slowly, a person is able to push it out, Ma'at Ma'at, push it out further and further, and be involved in that Avoida of Viskafi. Pelta Kazaf, again, to understand what the Baal Tani is telling us, that we all have an opportunity, aside from we're struggling, aside from going through the taivis and hurim ram that are popping into our head, pashamon are involved in regular day-to-day life. A person can go ahead and just be involved in that avodah v'skafia and bring a tremendous, tremendous nachas ruach to Rabbanu Shalom, to bring the Rabbanu Shalom this this yakar that a person is able to bring the Rabbani Shalom by going ahead and be involved in this avodah v'skafia, this is the v'asali matam k'shara hafti, and a person can go ahead and hold himself back and say that I don't need to give my nefesh b'hamas right away, but it's only being chafetz lechel to go ahead for its own purposes. I'm going to go ahead and hold it back and go ahead and be involved in this avodah of v'skafia in a way which is kedusha. Okay, so Hashem should help us. We should be zeichet to this. And Hashem continue probably after Purim with Parak Chavches. Julie Hemshech to this. It's talking about when Atzvas comes. Well, I'm sorry, when Hurim Ram come while I'm in the middle of Avodah, which means everything we're talking about now is when Hurim Ram come when I'm in the middle of work. And then the Avodah is just push it out and don't fall by Atzvas of it. In Parak Chavches, I'll talk about what happens when it actually falls while I'm in the middle of davening, while I'm in the middle of learning. What's the Avodah then? How do I go out and battle with that?